Australian reggae flag bearers Blue King Brown are in the middle of a national headline tour in support of their LP Worldwise Part 1 North and South. Originally from Byron Bay, the band have now found a home in Melbourne and are going to be playing at the Beach Hotel tonight. Natalie Pa'apa'a is in the studio with us this morning. Welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be back in Lismore.
I have been playing tracks off your Worldwise CD all week. We've had a tremendous response to that. How has it been received further afield?
So far, so good. We released it late last year and did a national tour here. At that time, we were on the road with the John Butler Trio and we're supporting them for their album release as well. And that was great. Great to get it out there. And we've since done quite a bit of international touring as well. And recently got back from a bunch of showcase events in Canada, Austin, Texas, and France. And so, yeah, so it's been good. We've been getting the word of Worldwise out there. We'll be returning after this Australian tour. We'll be returning to some of those territories to, keep Blue King Brown's name in the picture over there.
Well, you mentioned John Butler. And is Byron Bay where you first met him?
It is. It definitely is, Byron. Yeah, he had seen us street performing, because me and the bass player used to be percussionists, and we would do street performance on the streets for years and years and years, at the markets, at nighttime on the street and at festivals. And he had seen us and had then, later on he was playing in Byron at the Great Northern at that time, and we were actually trying to get tickets because we'd heard about him, but we never really seen his stuff, and we just heard we should see him. So we were trying to get tickets. It was sold out. Next thing you know, he's walking down the street and he's coming straight for us, and we were like, okay, what's this guy doing? And he comes up and invites us to come and play with him on stage. So that was the beginning of a very long relationship, and we're very close friends now. And John Butler Trio have been very supportive of Blue King Brown and also just paved the way for all independent musicians in Australia. And so, they're always giving back to the music community as well with the JB Seed and stuff like that.
Would it have been harder for you had you not had that coincidental sort of meeting at that point?
I think that, it's a sum of all the things combined. We also met people like the Cat Empire on the street. They'd seen us. Michael Franti and Spearhead saw us on the street. Ozomatli saw us on the street, and we all jammed with all of those bands afterwards. So definitely, I think by being out in the public arena, like you do put yourself in when you're a street performer, and it's hard work and it's tough, and you've got to be pretty charming to get audiences to stay with you and then pay you, but what great exposure you get from that, and you never know who's going to be walking by. And definitely from all those connections we made from those days have been very helpful for Blue King Brown today.
Now, you've just finished collaborating with another noted independent Australian artist, and I'm going to play that track tomorrow, Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu. How did you come in contact with Gurumul?
Well, we first met through a mutual friend, I think, at the Dreaming Festival a few years back. And we're familiar with each other's music. And I think Gurumul had expressed that he was interested in singing a song with us, with Blue King Brown, because he loved the sound of the big band and all that. And so at the time, we were actually touring in America. So we said, yeah, we'd love to. We learned one of his songs in our sound checks, and then landed straight back into Darwin Festival, where we both were playing, and ran through it quickly at soundcheck. And then during our concert, Gurumul got up with us. And, that was a while ago. And whenever we're in the same event or festival or same town and someone's got a gig, then we always like to get him up and sing with us. As you know, he's incredible talent and a pleasure to work with. Very, very skilled, natural musician that... Yes, rare.
And you also have sung with the Saltwater Band, particularly on Mulk.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I love the Saltwater Band. I've been a fan of their music for years and years, since I was a teenager. So I was very happy to be able to share that experience with the Saltwater Band. I love their music. In fact, I always have always said that their harmonies are the best male harmonies that that I've ever heard in this country. And it's true. And then I later found out that Gurumul, of course, was a big part of that band as well. Mm. So, yeah, it's all connected like that.
So you're playing at the beach, and we're going to get you to play for us very shortly. You're at the Beach Hotel in Byron tonight. Is it a bit of a homecoming for you?
It definitely is a bit of a homecoming. We haven't played our own headline show in Byron for nearly 2 years, maybe more. And it's just great to be back in the region, you know, back in the area. I also studied here in Lismore for 2 years. So, you know, we've got a lot of friends and family here and still feel very much, you know, part of the community whenever we come through town. We always have great support from radio stations and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're very grateful to be back.
And are you going to be playing some new music, some music off Worldwise tonight?
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's the album launch party. We're touring it. We've got another great band, Dear Freaks from Melbourne, who are African hip-hop mashup. And then, of course, we'll be playing a bunch of the new material. We're reworking a couple of the old favourites and just giving the full spectrum of a BKB live show, which is really exciting for us.
And what are you going to play for us this morning?
This morning I want to play a song for you called Rush. This song was inspired by a friend of mine, Felix from the Cat Empire, called me up one day and said, you know, it was right around the time of the Copenhagen Climate Summit, and there's an incredible group called the Australian Youth Climate Coalition who are rallying the voice of the youth of this country to have a say and have a voice in the policy making around climate change and the environment. And so he was like, we got to write some songs for this. And I was like, yeah, man. And I put down the phone, and this is the song that I wrote. It's called Rush.
Beautiful.